More than a quarter of Australians have experienced financial abuse, and just below 2 million have admitted to being a perpetrator. That's from a survey released this morning by the Commonwealth Bank of Australia on community attitudes towards the issue. River McCrossan has more.
A survey from the Commonwealth Bank of Australia has revealed over 40% of Australians have been a victim of financial abuse or know someone who has been.
CommBank ran a survey of 10,000 Australians, and this reaffirmed how widespread the issue of financial abuse is and the many misconceptions and barriers to receiving support.
CommBank Group Executive Cyan Lewis.
The most common behaviours of financial abuse, according to our survey, include having a perpetrator who uses all their partner's wages for household expenses, with the perpetrator spending their own money on themselves, hiding assets from their partner, taking complete control of the family finances, refusing to contribute financially to the household, taking out debt in their victim's name. It's one of the most powerful ways to keep someone trapped in a domestic and family violence situation.
It comes as no surprise at Relationships Australia.
Look, it didn't, unfortunately. I mean, it's a very high number. And when you see breaking that down, I think they said approximately 26% said they'd experienced some form of financial abuse. And I think that just shows how pervasive this is as an issue in our society and how important it is that something be done about it as soon as possible.
National Executive Officer Nick Tebby says there's a knowledge gap in the community when it comes to financial abuse.
I think, for one, financial abuse is sometimes harder to recognise, and it can take a lot of forms, some which are very subversive. So for some people, they simply may not understand that what's happening is financial abuse or a form of financial abuse. And for the broader community, there may be misconceptions about just how serious financial abuse can be.
And the CBA said it will work to identify and prevent people using its services to commit financial abuse. What's been your response to that?
Look, I think a movement like this is a very, very welcome one, and something that we're really pleased to see such important institutions as CBA and other financial institutions taking an interest in and making sure that their processes are in place to support people who have fallen victim to such abuse.
And how are there questions for you as to how that will work, how exactly they will prevent people using it for financial abuse, for using their services?
Look, I think there will always be issues with people who are very smart at the way they engage in abuse. We certainly see that with all forms of family and domestic violence. But what really gives me reason for optimism is that the CBA and other big institutions have a lot of resources and clearly are prepared to really invest themselves in addressing these issues. And so I think there's a really good sign for hope here that they will have some measures in place that do protect people.
What will you be looking out for in its general strategy on prevention, recovery, support and awareness raising as that is implemented?
Yeah, look, I think opportunities to work with organisations like CBA to make sure their clients are supported. What we know about financial abuse as a form of domestic violence or elder abuse is that there are a whole constellation of issues impacting both the victims and the perpetrators. And so opportunities to support those people and the necessary referrals being made out to therapeutic and other service providers, I think, will be a really crucial component. Financial abuse is just one form of abuse that can occur both in a family setting or certainly we're seeing increasingly for our older Australians as a form of elder abuse.
Why would aged people in that more aged bracket be more vulnerable to financial abuse?
I think there are a number of reasons, but the first one and one that really concerns us a lot is the digital divide. And we know that a lot of older Australians are being left behind by the increasing tendency to do things in the online space. A lot of our clients report that they need extra assistance to access their banking or to pay their bills.
Relationships Australia National Executive Officer Nick Tebby ending that report from River McCrossan. And if you or anyone you know is experiencing financial abuse, you can contact 1-800-RESPECT.